You're listening to SBS News.
Art runs in Elizabeth Colour-Colour's family. Her father was a bark painter, as are her older sisters. A few years ago, they showed her how to draw dilly bags, a traditional Aboriginal bag woven from vines and grasses. That led the 49-year-old, who hails from the Bulkjum region of Arnhem Land, to develop her own dilly bag designs, which she now paints and screen prints.
I feel proud of myself because of my dilly bag. I love my design.
Ms. Colour-Colour is among five artists from the Bubbada Women's Centre, a design studio in the Arnhem Land community of Munangreda that in October will be heading to the Australian Embassy in Paris. There, they'll exhibit their work, which evokes cultural and ancestral stories. The exhibition and travel arrangements have been paid for by a grant from the Australia Council for the Arts. Ingrid Johansson, the manager of Bubbada, pitched the exhibition to the embassy last year, knowing 2019 marks the United Nations Year of Indigenous Languages.
Munangreda is one of the world's most linguistically diverse places per capita. There's 12 languages here for 2,500 people. It's not kind of just a textile art exhibition. It's also really embracing the diversity of languages from Munangreda and celebrating that, I guess, in an international realm.
The exhibition, named Chara Chara after the cold wind, which signals the beginning of the dry season in Arnhem Land, aims to celebrate the women's roles as story keepers and the mixture of cultures at Bubbada. The centre works with dozens of local women in Munangreda, many of whom count English as their fourth or fifth language. Bubbada assistant manager, Barara woman Jess Phillips, co-created Chara Chara with Ms. Johansson. She says the story reflects the different languages spoken at the Women's Centre and how they come from the surrounding areas.
We've got artists here that are from the east, west and south of Arnhem Land. Chara Chara is just one of those winds from the four directions. It's also about the dry season being the time for travelling of languages.
The Bubbada women, who have not been overseas before, are scheduled to run workshops and panels for Parisian artists. Ms. Colour-Colour explains.
We'll show the white people in Paris how we do our design, showing our workshop how to print in Aboriginal ways.
It was hoped more Bubbada artists would have travelled to France, but some were unable to gather enough information or identification to have passports approved. While some were unsuccessful in applying for passports, many will still have their work displayed in Paris. The centre worked to collect documentation for applications over a two-year period. Ms. Johansson says it was challenging for a number of reasons.
People didn't necessarily have birth certificates. Parents with birth certificates, driver's licences, or people might not have a fixed address. For example, in Munangreda, there are no street names. You could imagine it's very difficult for people to have prove their residential address when the whole community doesn't actually have any street names. Yeah, and there's a lot of cultural reasons why people have multiple names or might change their name.
Work over that two-year period, plus a nearly eight-hour drive from Munangreda to Darwin to lodge the applications, yielded five passports. Ms. Colour-Colour says she's grateful for the help.
I didn't have a Medicaid card and birth certificate, but the ladies were helping me to get me a passport, and the passport is my first passport that I had.
Jess Phillips says the Paris exhibition will be a proud moment for the artists.
You know, they love talking about their stories of their prints. This trip will excite them to continue what they do and come back with the story to tell their families.
Chara Chara will run at the Australian Embassy in Paris from the 10th of October this year until January 2020. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.